It's Business Matters from the BBC World Service. Now, has email made us more passive-aggressive at work? Our regular commentator, Lucy Kellaway, certainly thinks so. Here she is.
Last week, I sent a longish, careful message to someone who had come up with a proposal I didn't agree with. All day, I heard nothing back. And then, when I was at home making supper that evening, my phone bleeped. The reply consisted of one word. Noted. It was just about polite enough for me to have no legitimate grounds for complaint. It shut down the discussion and left me with only one sensible course of action: to pour myself a large glass of wine and seethe. As I drank it, I started to wonder, why have offices become so passive-aggressive? The answer, I think, is email. Email alone didn't make the office passive-aggressive, as we were going that way anyway. It all started a couple of decades ago, when the four great forces of modern office life – political correctness, HR, PR and litigiousness – ruled that it was no longer acceptable to lose your rag. As working life remained at least as enraging as it always was, all anger, resentment and hostility were pushed underground, re-emerging in the even nastier form of passive aggression. At around that time, we were introduced to email. At first, we saw it as a way of venting the rage that we could no longer show in person, and sent each other furious rants in block capitals. After a bit, people realised there was a problem with this. Anger doesn't usually last, but an angry email lasts forever. Now we use email to communicate hostility passively, without getting caught. The first trick is silence. This is the easiest, most deniable and most effective passive-aggressive ploy there is. All unwelcome emails can simply be ignored. The upshot of so much silence is devastating. Far from speeding work up, it slows it down. It means you're always in a state of anxiety. Does the lack of reply signal that you're about to be fired, or is the person just too busy? The next best passive-aggressive trick is extreme brevity, of the sort I was subjected to the other night. Copying bosses into emails is a gift for passive-aggressive workers everywhere. Passive-aggressive email is also perfect for passing the buck. It's no longer acceptable to say, "do so-and-so" to a colleague, as we all have to pretend everyone is equal, which means power is exerted passively by ending emails with "thanks in advance" or "I'll leave it with you." Although all passive-aggressive messages are by nature deniable, a good trick for spotting them is when they come with unnecessary politeness. The more someone admits to being a little surprised, the more incandescent they probably are. When a sender who usually signs off with the uncharming "regards" types out "with my very best regards," you're almost certainly in trouble. Sometimes it's possible to respond to passive aggression in kind. I've recently been ignoring a request to do something, which prompted first a gentle reminder and then the gloriously passive-aggressive question, "is your internet down?" In case the sender of that is listening, let me assure her that no, my internet is not down. I just don't want a reply. Fortunately, journalists can still, just about, say what they think. In email, it's no longer possible. This is Lucy Kellaway for the BBC World Service.